This is News Talk.
Well, one story dominating a lot of the papers, which is that very tragic crash in County Cork yesterday. So the front of the Irish Daily Mail: priest died in crash as he saved woman. Hero sacrificed himself in horrific bus tragedy. The Irish Daily Mirror: hero crash, priest died saving woman. The Irish Daily Star: miracle escape in bus horror, teen girl and woman saved as priest and driver both die. And the Irish Examiner, it's their main story too: trauma may have caused bus crash. That paper says that Gardaí are investigating if a bus driver suffered a medical trauma which caused him to lose control of his vehicle yesterday, causing the death of a pedestrian in a freak accident in a Cork harbour town. Tributes have been paid to the two men, bus driver Mark Wills and Father Con Cronin, a curate in Passage West, who were killed in the accident in Monkstown. And there was a candlelit vigil held last night, and prayers will also be offered in Passage West and Monkstown today for the two victims of the tragedy. And really now Gardaí investigating whether the driver suffered some sort of medical trauma as he drove north along Monkstown's Strand Road, which caused him to lose control of the bus, which then ploughed into Father Cronin as he walked nearby before it smashed into several cars. Real tragedy there, and some very distressing photographs on the front pages of the papers. To other news, the front of the Irish Times this morning talks about these booster shots, and about 1 million people are going to be targeted for COVID booster shots in the state's first sweep of the population over autumn and winter. So obviously some people only getting their vaccine now. For others, they've had their first and second doses of the vaccine for quite a while, all the way back as far as January. And now, under initial advice given by NIAC, healthcare workers, the over 80s and those who live in nursing homes and those with certain medical conditions will be first to get a booster shot, probably from September onwards, really, it would seem. Those aged 60 to 79 and people at risk of severe COVID will be next on the list as well. As I say, the plans have been revealed in the Irish Times, but they are very, very preliminary. Nothing clearly has been decided yet, but that's what they're working towards, is giving people the booster shots. So this is our new reality. You get your first dose, you get your second dose, then you get a booster shot, probably likely to be paired with the flu vaccine as well in some way. The Irish Independent also goes with COVID-19, and this is looking at older people in particular. The quote is, "We need to give older people their lives back," Taoiseach told. Social clubs and active retirement groups for older people should be allowed to meet indoors from next month, a government minister has insisted. This is Minister for Older People Mary Butler, and she's lobbied the Taoiseach to give more freedom to things like bridge clubs, men's shed members, the ICA and similar groups. Any of those groups which predominantly deal with older people, she says they should be allowed meet, and they need their lives back. And apparently Micheál Martin agrees with her that there is a short-term need to reopen daycare centres and retirement clubs. You can understand that call. I mean, for some of these older people, it's been, what, a year and a half of very little social activity. So that's the lobbying that's going on of the Taoiseach at the moment. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Independent, it says that Catherine Zapone hosted around 50 friends and former colleagues at a private outdoor function in the Merion Hotel, attended by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And the Irish Independent says that the event was 6 days before Catherine Zapone was appointed special envoy. The Irish Hotels Federation says guidelines for hotels and guest houses state that organised events indoor and outdoor are not permitted unless they're weddings or non-social meetings, training and educational programmes. And government hospitality rules do not permit customers to book multiple tables in a restaurant, pub or hotel, the article says. So expect some more on that particular story. Inside the Irish Independent, they actually look at older people and this really interesting report which has just come out, that men and women are happiest with their bodies after reaching the age of 60. I wonder if that's true. You might text me and let me know your views on that. You can text 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or tweet at NT Breakfast. The older you get, do you get happier with your body? Other people would say, you know, when things start going south, they may not be as happy with their body, but apparently at 60, you're happiest with the way you look. Satisfaction with size, shape and appearance gradually increases as people age, according to a new study, and our latter years are characterised by the highest levels of self-assurance, according to data from more than 15,000 people. I suppose you stop caring what other people think about you, don't you? While women aged between 19 and 24 were prone to being unhappy with their bodies, they were much more content with how they looked when they reached 60, and similarly, men suffered a dip in self-confidence between the ages of 29 and 34, and then from 44 to 49, but self-esteem began to rise as they approached their 60th birthday and continued to increase. So there we go. For any of you who might be worrying about getting older and how you look, apparently you're flying it when it comes to confidence. The Irish Examiner says that Daniel O'Donnell has had to warn his fans again to be on their guard for a fraudster impersonating him on social media. His name is constantly being used by some of these fraudsters, and I presume it's to try and get at his target audience there and to try and scam some of them. The singer has had his name repeatedly used by online hackers over the past number of years, and now Daniel O'Donnell has had to issue a fresh alert to his followers to be extra vigilant after it emerged that scammers have set up yet another bogus account in his name. They've set up a fake page, I should say, on Facebook Messenger impersonating Daniel O'Donnell, but he says, please note, this is not Daniel, and he doesn't go on Messenger and obviously doesn't start messaging fans there. But how they're trying to make money out of this is that the fraudsters ask his fans to open up a folder in order to gain benefits as a registered member of a fan club, and then proceed to ask for $100 worth of an Amazon card. And Daniel O'Donnell has reported it to Facebook there, but just be aware of that. Now, Wally the Walrus is back. He's returned to the Irish shores after he went on his holidays. He spent several weeks in the Scilly Isles, and the giant walrus, he started on an unprecedented tour of the coasts of Ireland, Wales, France, Spain and England. He's after having a great holiday, in fairness. He was first spotted on Valentia Island last March, then he headed south for warmer waters, and as I say, he's been spotted around France, Spain and Wales, and now he is back in Ireland. He was spotted at Clonie Strand in Waterford on Monday, and then he was spotted in Ardmore yesterday morning. And sure, why wouldn't you go to Ardmore, because it is absolutely gorgeous. That's where he is at the moment. Final story for you comes from the Mail this morning, and she is the pioneer who led the development of the AstraZeneca vaccine. But now Professor Sarah Gilbert's contribution to COVID-19 has been immortalized as a Barbie doll. This is not something I was expecting to read this morning. So Professor Gilbert works at the University of Oxford, and she said initially she found the gesture very strange that she would be turned into a Barbie doll. But now she says she hopes that it would inspire young girls to work in science, technology, engineering and maths. So she actually did give it the go-ahead. The one-of-a-kind doll is dressed in a blue trouser suit, very different now to what Barbie normally looks like. So she's dressed in a trouser suit, white blouse, black glasses and black shoes. And as well as the likeness to Professor Gilbert, the company which makes Barbie has created models in honour of five other women working in the science technology area around the world as well. So there we go, that's something different. The makers, Mattel, say Barbie recognises that all frontline workers have made tremendous sacrifices when confronting the pandemic, and to shine a light on their efforts, we are sharing their stories and leveraging Barbie's platform to inspire the next generation. I think it will probably inspire some young girls and maybe boys out there as well. Anyway,
on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.